Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Carmen Reinicke. Software stocks are on a downturn, with some analysts linking it to a new AI tool put out by San Francisco-based Anthropic. So, Carmen, what does this tool do?
Yeah, so what we're seeing from the newest release of this tool is just that it boosts productivity for, you know, in-house legal systems, or, you know, for lawyers to use. It just really speeds up that process. And so we've seen that really impact the shares of software companies sort of related to that, like LegalZoom, and also sort of spread out into more like data analytics and financial services and other, you know, stocks of companies related to AI. And it's important to note that this isn't the first time, you know, an Anthropic new product or tool has sparked this kind of sell-off. You know, there's been broad weakness in the software sector, and some of it was even sparked earlier in January when they came out with another sort of Claude Cowork tool. So there's definitely jitters in the market sort of around AI potentially kind of eating software's lunch.
So we can't totally blame it on them.
No, I mean, there's really been broad-based weakness. I think AI has sort of been hanging over the entire market. And on one hand, you know, it's this exciting new technology. There's a lot of money being spent. But then on the other hand, it's going to be very disruptive, potentially to, you know, entire sectors and even ones outside of technology. So that's something investors are constantly weighing and trying to, you know, reallocate their money to the places that are going to be winners.
It does seem strange to me that there's competition, but why would you create something that would cannibalize your own industry?
Well, I think it's, you know, doing things more productively, you know, cheaper, faster. You know, that's just how innovation works. And, you know, technology is definitely innovation is not new in the sector, right? It's something that we see a lot. So part of it is just sort of the natural, I think, process of innovation continuing and, you know, driving forward, you know, new trends.
So NVIDIA CEO, among those calling the sell-off illogical. So what is he and the others backing software companies saying? Because I understand that you would want to like calm the market.
For sure. I mean, you know, that call has been out. And we've also seen some analysts and investors also making sort of similar statements or saying, you know, this is an overreaction. I mean, a lot of times what happens in sell-offs is you start to see one part of the market maybe getting hit, and there it kind of snowballs into a broader, you know, effect that at this point, you know, is way down the entire S&P. So, people are seeing actually opportunities to buy here. You know, if you're really bullish on a particular software company, its stock might be trading at a huge discount. So it could be a good time to buy. You know, there was an analyst note out of Jefferies saying that, you know, this is due for a bounce. It's, you know, it's oversold. The sell-off has gone too far.
Interesting in your article that Anthropic has a legal tool that says it can automate work like contract reviewing and legal briefings, which I would read as being a threat to some paralegal jobs.
I mean, it certainly could be. I think that's one of the fears about AI overarchingly, is that it, you know, is going to disrupt sectors, you know, entire industries. And often that means, you know, lots of jobs could potentially be on the line. I mean, we're also seeing that across other big technology stocks and with software engineers and, you know, the rise of vibe coding.
Carmen, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Carmen Reinicke. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.